Bloggers for UKIP. www.bloggers4ukip.org. Saturday, the 6th of August 2016. Why the UK leadership debacle is a sign of the party's strength, not its weakness. This week would appear to the casual observer to have been a pretty disastrous one for UKIP. The power vacuum opening up in the wake of the colossal personality of Nigel Farage is sucking in the best and the worst that the party has to offer. The results have been explosive already, and the leadership race has technically only just begun. Stephen Wolfe's rejection by the party's NEC, as a result of the late submission of his nomination papers, has sparked fury among the membership. Polling before the event showed he was the clear front-runner and the favoured candidate for the substantial proportion of the party's grassroots. The move has been seen as an example of cynical manoeuvring by those at the top of the party with personal agendas. We now face the prospect of an extraordinary general meeting, EGM. This stems from a provision in the UK Constitution whereby if 20% of UKIP branches sign a letter requesting such a meeting, it must be held. It's likely that the topic of discussion will be the substantial restructure of the NEC, and perhaps the party itself. There's much talk in the media of rival factions within the party, and it's been widely reported that UKIP, as a result of this dispute, may split or crumble. Aaron Banks spoken freely on the topic of starting a new party, and there's been an open debate on how many members would join him in such an endeavour. In reality, the current situation is unlikely to be caused by warring factions. It's actually altogether simpler than that, and it boils down to the sort of person that typically joins UKIP. I've often heard UKIP referred to, sometimes disparagingly, as the People's Army. Perhaps unintentionally, there's an inference with this branding towards the militant nature of your average UKIPper. UKIP has always strongly promoted individual liberty, shunned the nanny state, and demanded transparency and accountability from our elected representatives. This libertarian cocktail is particularly alluring to the sort of voter who isn't afraid to speak their own mind, who wants their opinion to be heard, and who's willing to put in the effort to make sure that it is. The result is that in comparison to members of other main political parties, the wider UKIP membership is significantly less tolerant towards any perceived slight from those above them in the party hierarchy. The upcoming EGM, or even its threat, is a demonstration of exactly the sort of accountability that UKIP wants for the whole of the UK, where, if a large enough proportion of the population disagrees with a decision made by anyone in a position of seniority, the decision can be overturned. The media reporting of a party in chaos. I disagree. This is UKIP showing that it is really the party of the ordinary people. The party members have a voice, and currently they're using it to tell the NEC exactly what they think of their decision. I hope that one day we'll be able to hold the UK government to account with such fervour. Posted by Chris Warner.